Just a spur of the moment thing doesn't last. Joy, on the other hand, is a lasting. It's a lasting emotion, and it's something that's, you know, practiced. You know, kind of like the playoffs in the NHL right now. Edmonton might have beat Florida Panthers in Game 26 of the regular season. That was happiness, fleeting. Now, if Edmonton beats them in Game 4 to win the Stanley Cup, that's joy. Because, you know, we'll remember that for most of the rest of our lives. You know, and then when we see an Edmonton Oiler player, because, you know, the players get traded and all that, we'll remember. He brought us joy. Yeah, whereas, you know, we don't remember who scored in Game 26 because it was fleeting. Because you know, it wasn't the finals. That's how I think of joy and happiness. Because you know, I always thought they were the same. But as I came to learn and read and figure things out more, you know, and happiness, you know, you can't have happiness when you're in despair or in a dark place. But the same can't be said for joy. You can have joy. You know, like when we go to bury a loved one, we can have joy. You know, it's a sad, dark time, but just the fond memories bring joy to us. So that, you know, and I, you know, that's what I think of joy. It took me, 50 years to differentiate between the two. I thought they were the same.
Yeah, that's so interesting and yet powerful. You know, just like you're saying, like when we're putting somebody to sleep for, you know, forever or for any certain amount of time, and we're going through that that joy of the times that we were with them, and it turns into like a celebration of life. And as we're going through those special times and memories that we had with the people that we were around and with, similar to, you know, with Counselor Fari and all the special things that she generated and was able to uplift many people all over wherever she was, with her positive energy. And she created a lot of joy. And
For sure.
And that's what I really like about what you said. It's kind of like an everlasting emotion.
Yeah.
And so beautiful and wonderful. And I really appreciate bringing you onto our program and listening to the things that you have that helped you survive all those traumas and afflictions that you went through and survived, and made a big impression and inspiration for many of us, and myself included. I'm so proud and happy for, you know, all that you've come through and survived, and gave me a lot of strength and hope to just continue on no matter what I'll face in the future. I have the hope and knowledge that, you know, I can get through it just by watching you and trying to follow the footsteps of what you were able to do. And now you're able to like share with us all. And it's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's good feeling knowing that, you know, I am making a bit of a imprint on those around who hear my voice, hear my story. So yeah, so I'm glad you guys have me on.
Yes, and lots of well wishes to our father. I know he's getting some treatment in one of the facilities up there, so big shout out to him and the rest of the family that are looking out for him and looking after him. Lots of appreciation for all the staff that are doing so, just like yourself when you were inside. Lots of love and appreciation to them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I thank you there behind the mic, the guys in the background, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful and wonderful. Well, we're going to have to say bye for now and just thank you for your beautiful song that you chose for us, and lots of well wishes in your recovery, and we'll have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shekhlach from Gwaishkna, BC. Always wonderful to get him on and listen to his words of wisdom and just a blessing. So we're going to continue on with our program, and coming up next we'll be getting a hold of Lady Fahima, and before that we're going to play her some music, and this is from Diamonds and it's called Beautiful Dark. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
was Diamonds and their song Beautiful Dark, and we were dedicating that to Our Lady Fatima, and we have her on the line with us. Welcome to the program, Lady Fatima. How are you?
Hello there. Hello, my greetings to you. I'm doing really fantastic. My greeting to you and the respected listeners, a student of Simon Fraser University, absolutely, and the respected listeners across the country and outside of the country.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you joining us. And that was, I wanted some really beautiful music to introduce you. And we do have our subject today, and it's on joy, and would love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, Chief, and thank you very much, and the team, that you shower me with a lot of positivity, and it means a lot to me. And I, bottom of my heart, I thank each one of you. Regarding going back to the subject of your radio show, Free Voices, I'm going to point out a few articles that is coming, you know, from the society and the underworld. I'm starting with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada. Second, national sports, national hockey represents in the world. Peace offer that I heard a very long time ago. Peace offer is coming from Canada. Canada represents peace offer. You never hear these words, beautiful words, powerful words, from any other country. It doesn't mean there are shortfall. This is significant of Canada. Victory of the land owner of the country in the indigenous people. As an artist, as a survival, as a actors at the Hollywood, as a leaders and lawyers in the court system, as a leaders at the National Assembly in Ottawa. Race relations, equality, diversity, unity, historical acceptance, to work and live in Canada among the nationwide. It gives me the joy to invite the world achiever, including Vagaris, the divers that he represents Canada in the world by his swimming, to invite the rest of the world achiever to the Free Voices to share their success with us. Canada has shown a strength and the power. The strength and the power of Canada has been recognized by the recent speech of the King Charles of United Kingdom, and it has been recognized by the world. Basically, Canada is a very blessed land, and Canada has the prayer, a special prayer from the Baha'i Faith. It was, you know, Baha'i Faith has been 180 years ago by the scholar, has been revealed a special prayer for Canada. However, Canada is the very blessed land, and my respect, my love, and my courage, and with all the power, positive character, or with all my positivity, I switch my energy and give that energy to the Canada and the rest of the world, and I wish the rest of the world to bring the harmony and to be united with one another. Today we are facing a very heavy politic, but the beauty of it, that everyone is very educated,
the citizens of every country, they have been educated, they have been aware to recognize what is politics and what is the nationwide. We as a nationwide, we walk together, we celebrate the victory and harmony and unity with one another. My love and respect and peace for the Canada and the world, with all the blessing, I wish all the blessing for all of you. Thank you very much for having me at your radio station. Free voices, free choices is yours. Thank you.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful words, powerful words. We really appreciate you to come and join us and add your positivity and your perspective on the subjects that we have. We were missing you for quite a while, but it's so awesome to have you back on and just generating a lot of positivity and growth for humankind, and just opening our minds and hearts to accept all this blessings that are in front of us, but sometimes we don't see it.
Yes, but you're so close, Chief. Mm. You're so close, very close to the peace era, to the peace station, and we just have to focus the mankind. Mm. That's all.
Yes, yes, for sure. Well, it's been a blessing to have you on our program, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again, and thank you so much for improving us and looking at ways to get us better. I always like to listen to our co-hosts and our listeners to try and improve ourselves to make a better program and have better direction, and it's just something that I accept and I'm willing to do. So thank you so much, and we're gonna have to say bye for now.
Yes, bye bye. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
Thank you kindly.
No problem. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our Lady Fahima, and always a blessing to have her come on and join us and share with us some of her insights and wisdom, and helping us to generate more positivity in the world, to make a difference and make humanity better and grow. And for me, it's always something that I look forward to, and just lots of love for her and everything she does for us. So anyways, we're going to carry on with our program and we'll be right back.
Some politicians love to tell us that we have to choose between policies that support people or policies that grow the economy. But we don't have to choose. A strong economy isn't only about stock markets and GDP. It's about all of us being able to afford our rent, our groceries, our medication. When we all thrive, the economy thrives too. Together, we can demand better. Take action at demandbettertoday.ca.
All right, we're back. And so we have enough time for some pretty awesome music, and we're going to go to listen to some music from Truck Fighters, and I believe this is it's from Space Trucker, and their song is called Lost in the Sauce, and we're going to have to wrap up our program today, and we do have another host coming on in about an hour, and he's going to be live, Jacob, and his program, The Art Show. So stay tuned for that. He's an awesome DJ, and he's got a lot of information on local artists and artists all over the world. So stay tuned for him, And come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from you all and sharing with you all some positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. So enjoy, and bye for now. Space Trucker, Lost in the Sauce.